I've thought about the title you wanted to call it, and it's shit. Recession.
You laughed at that last night.
I didn't want to upset you, Alan. You seem tense lately.
Why were you laughing and saying that's fantastic, that's brilliant? Didn't he say that? That's fantastic. When I said let's call it the recession special and never mentioned the recession.
Yeah.
Was it? No.
You said it was funny.
No. Yeah.
No, you honestly did.
I don't want to call it that. I want to call it whatever. I've got some ideas I've been floating around. And I was thinking, you know, Pape, there we go.
I will call, no, seriously. You said that was funny last night, so why is it not funny now?
Last night I lied.
I'm not having my name attached to this podcast if I'm not going to be able to name it.
Okay, so what if I call it Pape without Adrian Lake? Because recession just stinks of all... Who gives a fuck? Who's got no... I got no... Have you got any money?
No, I can't even afford a takeaway right now.
Okay, so let's just call it Mark Fox...
Hang on a second.
Pape...
Mark Fox and Alan Lake.
Sorry. Mark Fox... Adrian Lake.
Oh, come on. Don't wind me up just before. I've had a hard day in the office.
Say what?
Alan Lake and Mark Fox do the podcast. Alan Lake with his co-host, Mark Fox.
Why is my microphone not switched on?
Let's do a mic check on our individual microphones. I'll do mine first. Mic check. 1, 2, mic check. How's yours sound?
It sounds like it's not fucking here. That's what it sounds.
So then, Pap 8, how are you all? It's we do care about you. It's been 6 years, but that's because we like to think that when they say beat, oh, they mean 6 years. It's me, Mark Fox, and the Chestless Bugle. We're still here, we're still alive, and you're still wondering what we're up to, which means that you have got sadder lives than we have, and ours are quite sad. Bugle Boy, how the hell are you?
That was on your cheek. That was for you.
My arse cheek. How are you, mate?
Do you know what? I'm all right, honest with you.
What's been going on?
Well, where do you want to start?
Well, I want to start, first of all, with... Can we just say, I think I have worked out the title of Pap 8. And to be... I'm thinking Mark Fox... what's your name again?
Alan.
Adrian Lake, Out of Exile.
'Cause baby, no one does it quite like you. Oh. I love you.
He loves her.
I need you.
He needs her. Oh. Yeah.
I wanna kiss you all over.
Mmm, on your fanny.
Over again.
On your little boy titty.
I wanna kiss you all over.
Yeah.
Until the night closes in. Until the night closes in.
Anyway, that's just a thought. I was thinking that would be a good title.
I think that works, to be honest with you.
So, are we up for that? Well, we'll think about it. If anyone else has got a good idea, why don't they phone us? We won't get them. It's not live.
Yeah, give us a call on 999.
And ask for Deirdre. Okay, listen. It's been a long time.
I am listening. I haven't heard you for a while.
I'm not allowed on radio anymore. I used to be on radio, but I couldn't get arrested now on Adrian FM. And that's your station.
You really do. As you said the other night, you need to take a leaf out of my book and what I've been doing recently.
What's that?
Having sex with program directors.
I think it works really well.
And seriously, it works for me.
Well, and it worked for... see, now, I can't say. I don't want to be... what's the word when you get in trouble? Richard Skinner. What is that? No, leave it there. Anyway, so what have you... close mic technique. He's got a great voice. He just hasn't got much to say. Been up to in the last 6 years? And if you can't fill a link with that...
Has it been 6 years?
Six. The last one we did was Pap 7.
And we should have stopped there, to be honest.
I did a thing about e-fags on that one, but managed not to get sacked from a national radio station. What did you do from there onwards? 2007.
So where did we leave on Pap 7? Did we talk about...
We're in Wales.
Okay, so...
I didn't want to go there, but you forced me like Mr. P. Mr. P? Freudian slip. Mr. T. I get no plane, you fool. I get no plane.
Okay, starting, my career was going amazingly. I was in Wales, a big name in Wales.
That's right. Vomit.
Also, my name also means exit in Wales. So as soon as I go into Wales, right, all I see at the train stations is Alan spelt my way, A-double-L-A-N.
What does that mean? Well, your name means what in Wales?
Exit.
Yeah, probably the best thing about it then. So what happened?
Well, I did a radio show there for a little while. Fired. And
fired, you said.
And then moved on. But I moved on to another radio station.
Oh, yeah.
In Wales.
Yeah.
And
so you didn't learn your lesson?
No, I moved, okay, honestly. Yeah. Oh, can I just say, I met a lovely girl when I was at that radio
what
station.
What happened to her?
Oh, well.
Did you marry her briefly?
Against
your best friend's wishes?
Seriously, do I look like the type of guy that's going to move to Wales, work at a radio station, take a trainee who's just one of the girls that promos out on the street, teach her up in radio,
yeah,
marry her, and yeah, have her steal my job in a few years' time? Do I look like that type of guy?
Right, listen.
And I certainly wouldn't have a name tattooed on my wrist, because that would be ridiculous.
How many wives are you looking to get in this life, Alan? Because you only got so many wrists.
The long and the short of it, Mark...
Is what?
Is I went to Wales, I had a party,
yeah,
I got married.
Right, miss that bit out, because this is the bit, that you get, it's like the bit you get in the book where, you know, I'm reading the Chaz and Dave story at the moment, and he thinks I'm going to be interested about anything up till rabbit. And quite frankly, I couldn't give a monkey's. I want to know what happened with Rabbit Gurcher and then Leave Me Alone. And I want to know what happened with the big station. You went on to a big station in London, we can't mention it. Absolutely can't mention it.
Do not want to talk about it.
What happened? You seem to be doing really well.
Don't want to talk. Well, now you're pressing me. I'll tell you. So, basically, my inspiration in life was a man called Marcus Fox.
That's right.
And all I ever wanted to be in life was you. So I decided I want to be on every single radio station that you've been on.
You decided very early on in your life, you just wanted to basically piss off every person you ever met.
Pretty much.
It's good. It works. I like it.
Look, I went and got a job in London.
Right.
National radio station.
Yeah.
We have many listeners. And it was cool. I did 6 months there. And that's all there is
to
tell.
What happened? What happened?
Look.
You tried to copy something from Pap 7 and you got... bloody well fired, didn't you?
I did. And I just say, for any budding radio DJs out there, don't listen to this. Because it will get you in trouble. So
no, do listen to this.
No, don't listen to this.
Because it'll stop me getting into trouble, won't it?
Ignore this.
We are two of the greatest twats you'll ever meet, but we don't seem to be able to get on with program controllers, do we?
You say twat, right?
Yes.
I was in America. They say twat.
Because now there's the next thing. The next thing we'll talk about. You got into the porn industry.
I did.
No. Play a tune.
What one would you like to hear?
Well, blindside me, big tits.
Okay, how about this one? Oh, hang on a second.
This is cool. I hope the PCs that fired you are listening to this. They'll think, fuck me, I made a mistake.
My cat is afraid of the vacuum cleaner. The way it goes, vroom, vroom, vroom. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Afraid of the vacuum cleaner, the way it goes vroom, 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 and the way it makes calls in the middle of the night to shadowy men with underworld connections. Its conversations sound innocent enough, but then why is it whispering and saying things that are obviously code, like go to the laundry and pick up my shorts? It's a vacuum cleaner, it doesn't wear shorts, but it does have a secret hidden room full of instruments of torture from ancient times that were stolen from a little known Idaho museum. And on the wall in the secret room is a picture of actor Anthony Hopkins taken from the movie Silence of the Lambs, the one where he wears the scary mask. And next to the picture of Anthony Hopkins is a picture of the vacuum cleaner in the same scary mask, but a smaller version. It's cute in a way, but in other ways, no. And also on the walls are some scribbled words, incoherent, paranoid rants, written in a language called vacuum-ese, derived from French, and the operating manual of a 1972 Electrolux. And what is written on those walls in the language known as vacuum-ese sends icy chills up my little cat's spine and makes it toss and turn at night. But the thing about the vacuum cleaner that scares my cat the very most, that makes it wait in a cold, cold sweat, and haunts its days and haunts its nights, and makes it jump at the slightest noise, is the way it goes vroom 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 vroom. It's afraid of the vacuum cleaner and the way it goes, the way it goes,
and it's gone. So it's Mark Fox and
Alan Lake.
Alex Lake. We're here with Pap 8. It's taken us 6 years, but I think you can see why you've waited so long. Technically, we've been building a fucking masterpiece. We're going to talk about what we've been, both been up to, and so far we get him out of the way first, the Chestless Bugle. You talked us up till you were sacked from the national radio station.
Yeah.
What happened after that? What did you do? Where did you go? Why did you do it? When?
Well, I did...
Answer me that.
I did the one thing that I think the only thing you can do when you get fired from a national radio station and nobody else will give you a job.
Commit suicide.
I entered...
Split the rests. Long ways. Don't go cross. That'll never help.
Don't listen to him. I went into porn.
You went into porn?
You've always told me that I have got a quite long schlong. So I decided to go,
honestly, fellas, he can do helicopter. I can't do helicopter.
I'm the only person that could do helicopter and take off.
It's pretty good. Give me five. No, now with your hand. So basically you went into, and people can actually see proof of this. Where can they see it? If they just basically type in Adrian Lake... Porn.
Alan Lake.
Whatever.
You can go onto RedTube. You can go onto Pornhub. Yeah, you can go onto peepers.com. Yeah. You can go onto myfatjewishpenis.net.
Spend that long on it. You just go into, don't spend too long. Obviously, it's the co-presenter. But you did a bit of porn. You spoke to girls with fake titties. In fact, I came along with you to one of those awards and had the biggest natural titties in the room.
We haven't made it clear yet what I was doing in porn. We won't bother. I think I like the idea of people thinking he got his schlong out. I was interviewing porn stars. That's what I was doing.
Oh, no, he wasn't shagging them.
No, I mean, have you seen me? Seriously.
No, I mean, they'll do it for money, but they do draw a line somewhere. After all, sometimes they just think to themselves, I'll go there or I'll be in exile.
Because, baby, no one does it quite like you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love you.
He loves her.
I need you.
Thank you, yes. Give it to me, big boy.
I want to kiss you all over.
One for the drummer.
Over again.
On your little boy, titty.
I want to kiss you all over. Yeah. Until the night closes in. Until the night closes in.
They say that live music is dead. But so you went into porn. You've done some stuff which they can look at on YouTube if they're busy. Not busy, whatever.
And what have you been up to?
Well, here's the funny thing. A couple of things that I've done.
About porn. We'll come back to that. Right. Anyway, so now you remind me of porn. I'll tell you one of the most embarrassing moments that I had.
You don't want to know what I've been up to.
Mark
Fox, Papercar.
Not.
No, go on.
No, we'll get into it later on. Sure. I mean, we've got we've got 45 minutes left.
Can we talk about the Academy Award?
Oh, Jesus.
Later. What are you saying?
You've never really experienced sex until you've watched someone else do it in a room surrounded by camera or cameras, right? Or experienced porn. You would never
95% of people... No, 99% of people
you've ever met, unless they've got an independent film crew around them, have never experienced. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what they've never experienced sex in this way, right? It's the craziest thing I think I've ever seen in my life, right? Usually, when you're doing the wife, I mean, how long are you going to last?
Doing your wife?
Well, I don't know how. Well, I have a wife, but I haven't done her in a while. I'll be honest with you, but I don't want to go into that right now.
I've been stopping it for 3 days, and I know that's a lie. But, okay, so...
I thought you meant the actual wife. I've got so many going on at the moment, it's quite hard.
The current missus.
Oh, her?
Yes.
All the time. But the longest I can last is half an hour, and that's a good day with the blue pill.
I think 30 minutes is fantastic.
But these porn stars, right, you've never experienced
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
They are lying down there.
Yes.
And you'd never watch porn again the same. They're being... shagged for probably about 2 hours. They keep cutting.
What, hair in the gate?
They keep cutting. The guy goes off and right. he has a coffee. He has to last so long. And maybe he pops himself
a
little.
That's my motivation, Derek. It's that big fucking fanny in front of you, you dick.
No, it's totally true. Seriously. And it really put me off ever watching porn, because whenever I watch a porn now, right. I sit there thinking, this took 3 hours to make, and, you know, he's probably had his dinner halfway through this.
It
you
must
know?
Be difficult once you work for a station not to actually think every time you're having sex you should be earning money.
This is very true as well. But now I am a male prostitute, that's how I get around
this. What's really good about this is that you now not earn money in more than one career.
No, I have many strings to my bow.
You've not only failed as a porn man in radio, that's fantastic. So do you think about getting back into the radio, the wireless thing? Or have you been sacked by every piece?
It's funny you should mention that.
Can I tell you a little bit about what I've been doing? I'll tell you that. I started off by doing some great stuff with... do you remember?
Because, baby, no one does it quite like you.
Oh.
I love you.
He loves her.
I need you.
He needs her.
Oh. Yeah. I want to kiss you all over.
Mmm, on your fanny.
Over again.
On your little boy titty.
I want to kiss you all over. Yeah. Until the night closes in. Until the night closes in.
Same thing, I think, now. Basically, then. It's a bit of a sharp fade, that, don't you think?
I don't put effort in nowadays because I am a porn man.
You are a porn man.
No, I'm not. I'm lying. Anyway, you were saying before about what you were up to, and it was sparking memory.
Yeah, well, a few ideas that I had that I've inspired. The reason I'm kept in the lifestyle that I am at the moment. Mm. I invented X Factor. That was me.
Yeah.
Also, actually, this is true. Do you remember we did a thing years back called Saggy Bollocks?
No, yes, I do.
Yeah, you do.
Do I?
Yeah, you do.
I don't know what you're going on
about.
You do. Saggy Bollocks. Yeah.
We did a thing, and it was going to be about the best bits of the internet, right? But on the telly, and I...
Curly head twat, eh?
Do you know what I mean?
Curly head twat.
Zane the cunt. We
sorry, kept, Alex Zane.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to actually sniff in on anyone, but Alex Zane, you cunt. I came up with an idea called Saggy Bollocks, and I presented it to... Who's that?
I remember when
bastard.
I came up with that idea.
It was Andrew Phillips, who's a programme controller, who was at the time working for Kerrang.
Yeah.
And he said to me, great idea, mate. I didn't know what he meant.
Throw another shrimp on the barbie.
Fucking give us a kiss, you big, fat, foster-loving twat.
Mm.
And he said, nobody's ever going to want to watch stuff from the internet on the TV. Ha, ha, ha. Is his brother the bloke who turned down the Beatles for being a guitar group?
And also the impression went a bit, I hate to say it, Jimmy Savile there for a
goodness
moment.
Gracious, we're not allowed to do Jimmy Savile.
No, we're not going to touch Jimmy Savile.
No, we're not going to touch him, but he'll touch others. Ha, ha, ha. Do you like the music of Shawaddy Waddy?
Come on, Mark. Now then, now
let
then,
me
now
lick
then.
It. Oh, oh, oh. Money box, money box. Now then, now then.
Red, the whole red... Oh,
sit
sorry.
Here.
Rude
oh,
tube,
it's
right?
not a badge. That's me.
He's what? Stolen off me and you. Because he's...
Saggy Bollocks is literally YouTube. And if they want to sue us, sue me. And my name is Adrian Lake. Get a hold of me of 1 Grafton Street. Where's... What's this?
It's a double lawsuit if you think about it as well, because he's stolen saggy bollocks from you. And also, what's he called it? Rude Tube. I wonder where he's got that from, Red Tube.
I'll tell you the other thing that I invented.
Yeah, go on, what?
Doctor Who.
Love you.
He loves her.
I need you.
I think we mentioned this in the last song.
I want to kiss you all over.
Same titties, same time.
And all over again.
Tell me about those titties.
Too much is not enough.
Until the night closes in.
Yes.
Until the night closes in.
Available now. The best of Exile.
Sharp fade.
That was a fade. The opposite of a fade, you know? I'm sorry. Opposite of a fade.
Shh. Can they hear that?
Hang on, 1 second.
Shh.
Oh, I know, that's the synagogue next door. It's the Jews. There's a synagogue just there.
Fuck for that, I thought it was Jimmy Savile.
The ghost of Jimmy Savile.
Goodness gracious, because we wouldn't want to upset any fans of Jimmy.
Now then, Mark.
Yeah, then. So, okay, so we've come up to date.
This is hilarious. That literally is the sound of 100 Jews doing Jewish things.
Why don't we upset our audience now by upsetting the Jews? Who else do you want to upset? Why do you upset the gays?
How have I upset them?
You've upset them by...
I am not... Look...
Why do you upset the blacks? Why don't you upset every fucker?
I am not going to take on...
Because we've got big listeners. We've been...
I am not going to take on the fags. And seriously, I am...
Do a bad black joke. Go on.
Do I?
How dare you?
No,
it's 2013.
I'm going to bleep this. I'm totally not going to...
Call them n****s.
I'll bleep you as well.
It's all right, though, as long as you are black, and I am. I've been on holiday recently.
I love that. It's fine to say if you're black, but
that is so cool, isn't it?
And that is cool. That's true. Fantastic.
That's absolutely true. That you can say if you're black talking to someone black. You can't say if you're, say, a chink.
Someone said to me the other day, they said, can you stop saying the C word? And I'm like, well...
What's a breakfast show?
But using the whole N-word thing, I went, but I am one, so therefore I can use it.
You can't... Well, we've all got... In the last 6 years, I've noticed, since the last time we did this, it's all gone a bit PC, isn't it? Everyone's just a bit scared of what you can say, what you can get away with, who's supposed to sit on your lap, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That cunt outside singing. Anyway...
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. But I think we can get away with that. Loud Jews, I don't think that's offensive.
No, especially the Hasidic Jews, they're very loud. Have you noticed?
With the long hair.
Oh, they want to be led about by the bossy wives.
A lot of them in America. A lot of them over in the States.
Did you know? That's the thing I was going to talk to you about.
Go on, please.
Well, no, no.
Go on, please.
Make them wait for it. Let's go outside first and do something naughty in the park. Let's cue for a song, you dick.
What, play it now, yeah?
Yes!
Spring is here, a suppering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with a cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons
in the park. Poisoning pigeons, yeah. Arse.
We've gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday your you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
But shoot by a bear. Hey! The man only known as Nicked It Off the Internet. So, hello, it's Mark Fox and,
Alan.
Him, Lake, whatever.
He's having a cigarette
out of the window. It's his flat. He could smoke inside, but we've already had complaints from the people downstairs that he sounds like a fucking great big heifer. Although I think that might have been me breathing. Here we are. It's been 6 years.
I'm going to have to squeeze butts.
Oh, it's great because we're in a studio, but... Oh! He's just squeezed my testicles in the front.
They're wet.
And he's coming up under the... No, I've just washed my clothes. You said I could wash my clothes in your machine earlier, and you said, if you stick it on this setting, they'll be done in 30 minutes.
I lied.
4 hours. 4 hours, man. And when I took them out, they still weren't done.
So what happens when you put the cat in there?
Oh, that was 4 hours, and when he came out, he was truly done. But here we are, and we're not... The last pap we did, I think pap 7, we were in Wales. It wasn't my fault. I didn't want to go. But I was forced to, like Mr. T, on a helicopter once he's been drugged by face. Here I was in Wales, but not so bad now. We're in Bournemouth for some strange reason, where Mr. Lake is now on the... Mr. Lake. I only got your name right. Alex Lake. And he works on the radio in Bournemouth now.
I am. And honestly, I can say I'm having the time of my life. It's fantastic. I finally found somewhere I enjoy and haven't been fired until
anyway,
Pat 9.
Enough. So I think we've done that. That was the only reason he said he'd do this, if we gave him a push on his... dodgy show in bloody Bournemouth. F*** radio. Are we allowed to say that, or will you edit that out tomorrow?
What, f*** radio? I'll bleep it. So it'd just be like bleep radio. No. So every time you say f*** radio, I'm going to bleep that.
F*** radio.
Don't make too much effort for me.
F*** radio.
I'll stop it now.
F*** radio in Bournemouth with Alan Lake. So anyway, it's a lovely place, but it's been a lot. I think you all agree, 2013, been a bit of a long winter. God, did I think summer wasn't coming or what? What are you...
Traffic and travel on the way.
Hello, it's me, and how are you doing? It's a high of... and a low... and Exile's next.
I need you.
As we said before, twice.
I want to kiss you all over.
I don't know if I mentioned it.
And all over again.
To
I wanna kiss you all over.
Exit stage left for me by a bear.
The night closes in.
Look at Jack of one bang ding dong.
Until the night closes in.
By now, while stocks persist.
Every time. I know I'm trying, but you know, what can you do?
We can pull it down slower.
Okay, all right. Can I just...
No, you've done it.
I'll just do it quick.
No, leave it.
No, I want the practice.
No, it's done now.
No, see, let me just once.
To be honest with you, mate.
Mark, I need to learn.
Damage is done.
I need to learn.
Damage is done.
Let me... One.
Damage
just,
is done.
Seriously.
Damage
one,
is done.
Just, right,
done.
Right, here we go, okay?
Yeah. As we said before, twice.
Yep. Okay, let's try.
I want to kiss you all over.
Oh, I've got it this
get
time.
Out. Get out. No, seriously, get out.
I can't, you're in my get way.
Out. Get out. Get out. Get out.
It's my house.
Get out.
It's my...
Get out.
It's my house.
Get out.
I live
get
here.
Get out.
I live here.
Leave. Go.
But...
Into the corridor. I'm sort of nicking stuff off the... Go.
I can't, but...
Go.
I can't, you're in my way.
Go.
You're quite large.
Go.
In my way.
Leave.
No, seriously.
Go.
I don't know what you expect of me, but I
go.
Can't. This isn't funny.
Leave.
Okay. It's
depart.
Getting funnier. I can't go.
Go. Is he still outside? Go. Leave. Are the police coming?
Sorry, am I inside now or outside? I've forgotten how this joke goes. He's scribbling notes for me, editing notes, I think. Okay. I think that's a capital C and a lowercase T, but the UN look fine.
What have we got coming up music-wise, Al?
Coming up music-wise, we've got... I don't know what we've played, but probably...
No, we played that one.
Have we?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got Fishheads on the way.
Well, classic. It's classic Mark and Alexander Papkar stuff, isn't it?
Also, my name is...
I'll tell you what we'll do.
Frank Butcher.
Because they're two of the classic ones. Fishheads, do you remember that one from our show?
I do.
And also, my name is Frank Butcher. And my wife left town with a banana... Yeah. Let's see who wants to actually prefer which song. So the phone lines are open now. Give us a call. 999. That's 999. And you either say, my wife left town with a banana, my name is Frank Butcher, Fishheads, or I'm so stupid, I just actually did what those two twat DJs asked me to do. Anyone you like, mate. I'm not bothered.
Fish heads, roly poly fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, roly poly fish heads, eat them up, yum.
In the morning, laughing happy fish heads, in the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish heads, roly poly fish heads, eat them up,
yum. Ask a fish head anything you want to, they won't answer, they can't talk.
Fish heads, roly poly
pay to get it in.
Fish heads, eat them up, yum.
They can't play baseball, they don't wear sweaters, they're not good dancers,
they don't play drums.
Never seen drinking cappuccino in Italian restaurants with Oriental women.
Call me up and I'll arrange an appointment with the doctor.
Yeah, really? And wow.
It's Pap 8. How are you? It's me, Mark Fox, and him, William Lake. And we're here live in Bournemouth, 6 years after the legendary Pap 7, which was part of the reason why Thingy was sacked from what's it?
Actually, that's a really good point. If I could just go in there for a second.
Go on.
No, this is a serious concern. So last time in the PAP, we mentioned something, which I then mentioned on the radio.
Yeah.
So what if I go and mention something from this show on the radio? I'm going to get fired again.
It could happen. It's not my fault, though, and I do want to do a disclaimer right now, which is any stuff and all that, no.
So seriously,
I think that's probably legally...
I think so. If you just go like that, we're fine. What have you actually been up to?
Academy Award.
Don't go there.
No, seriously.
No, seriously.
Well, I came out of radio because I had a few minor disagreements with some top PCs. As in, they thought I was shit, and I thought I might be. And so what happened was I said, no, not having any of that. And so I went into back to my first love. I was cautioned by the police for that. And so I went to my second love. Mm. That resolved in a court case where nobody was, there was nothing proven. My third love, in retrospect, who knew? But my fourth love was film. And I went into that and I...
You've gone into film, have you?
I'm an extra. I'm a supporting artist. Oops. I'm an actor now. I'm a thespian.
You're a lesbian.
I hate to say this. An Academy Award winning actor.
You haven't won an Academy Award. I hate to say this, right?
What do you hate to say?
You sent me an email, or what it was, and you put it on your Facebook... well done to all the team and I. We have actually won an Academy Award. An Academy Award, have you? Really, what did you win an Academy Award for?
Well, it's for my part, my supporting role in the Academy Award winning for Elsie.
Oh, I wrote Elise.
Because it's actually based on the Beethoven piece for Elisa. Of course, a lot of people make that mispronunciation for Elisa. But it was for... artistic sakes, and ironically...
I have questions.
Please ask them, but please do. So it's basically, we've changed now from the Mark Fox and Adam show to an audience with an Academy Award winner and questions
ask. I have questions.
Got a question from the long-nosed, chestless twat at the back there.
So this Academy Award...
Yep.
So you obviously went to the Oscars and picked this up?
You at the back with the...
So who handed you the award? Obviously someone famous when you're up on stage. That's how the Academy Awards work. Who was hosting the Academy Awards that day? That's just two questions for you there. So about this Academy Award, Mark. This Academy Award that you've got. When you say Academy Award, do you actually mean an actual Academy Award?
For Elise, the short film directed by... David Winston, which one? I think anyone can check this out.
Let me go. David
Winstone, right? Winstone.
Stone.
Right. No, an E on the end, you dickhead.
Okay.
Right, put an E on the end.
Oh, on the end of David, right?
David Winstone. Not David with an... Right, there he is. Right, okay. David Winstone, IMDb. Go into that.
He looks like a child. What is he, 12?
Yes, but go into it.
Yes, I'm going into it.
Oh. What does it say? Filmography, for example.
He's made a film about pigeons and also one...
For Elsie.
For Elsie.
Right, what about For Elsie? What does it say about... It said three wins and one nomination. What are they?
Let me go and have a look here. So where are...
Right, well, the cast. Perhaps read the cast out there.
Cast says Blake Ritson.
Blake Ritson, brilliant actor. Brilliant actor.
Caroline Blake is starring.
Oligar Fedoro, which he's an amazing actor. In fact, I'm writing a film at the moment.
Bodyguard number one, played by Mark Fox.
There you are.
So you must have won an Academy Award because you're listed in the credits. So where does it say, looking at the awards, hang on a second.
Okay.
Student Academy Award. Mark, it's the Student Academy Award.
Is it?
It's like me getting a Student Radio Award. I mean, that would be quite offensive, I'd find. But you've got a Student Academy Award. Well done, mate. Do you know what?
Hang on a second. I'll borrow your phone. Hello, Oligar. What the fuck is this about a student academy?
This is Frank Butcher. You've probably heard of him. Probably heard of him. Probably heard of him. Probably heard of him.
My name is Frank Butcher. My name is Frank Butcher. My name is Frank Butcher. My name is Frank Butcher.
All right, me old son.
Ricky!
Get your laughing gear around that lot.
All right, me old son.
Ricky!
Get your laughing gear around that lot.
And you listen to me, you pillock.
Ricky!
This is my car lot, boy. You pillock. And you listen to me, you pillock.
Ricky!
When I rap big, low life git.
My name is Frank Butcher. My name is Frank Butcher. My name is
My name is Frank Butcher. My name is Frank Butcher.
All right, me old son.
Somebody's chored one of my motors.
McKay!
You pillock.
All right, me old son.
Somebody's chored one of my motors.
McKay!
You pillock.
That's a bit strong, isn't it? All I said was find your own socks.
Somebody's chored one of my motors. You pillock. This is my car lot, boy. When I rap makes low life git.
My name is Frank Butcher. My name is Frank Butcher. My name is Frank Butcher. My name is Frank Butcher.
It's a Papcast. Mark is very busy at the moment, sorting some other content for the rest of the show. So obviously, he's.
You want ice in your gin?
Ice. Have you got one of those little umbrella things as well?
I've got. No, but I could go out the back. We've got one of those we've seen under the sun.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, all right,
you have a sombrero as
well. Keep them busy. Talk to him. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, sure.
Great, mate.
You go.
What's up? Besties. Me and you. Why don't you big me up a little bit?
Okay, sure.
Hey, thanks, pal.
Thanks, mate. Mark there, Academy Award winning, Student Academy Award winning Mark Fox. The guy that turns up to your house on a Wednesday and says, I'm just going to stay for a few days. You're going to America. I want to see you before. It comes to 2 days later. It's time for me to go to America. All right, Mark, where are you going to pack your stuff? I thought I would stay in your house for a little bit. Ah, but Big Ginger Lee's staying here. He won't mind. It doesn't matter if he does mind, because Mark is staying anyway. So I come back and Mark says, do you know what? I've barely seen you. I'm going to stay for another day. That was on Monday. We're currently on a Friday. Meant to go home tomorrow. And absolutely. Now he's right. Apparently going to stay. Anyway, the Academy Award, I feel like I shouldn't have mocked him for it. Yeah. You're right then, mate.
You're all right.
Yeah, thanks for the
cheer. Here's a glass of something for you. Hey, listen.
This is piss.
I'm finding it very difficult to it's a nice studio you've got here. Very nice.
Thanks, mate.
I'm finding it quite difficult to get in behind your desk here. Now, you tell me if I was fat, wouldn't you?
Yes, of course I would.
Good boy.
Hang on, could you just look over there for a second?
Yes, sir.
He's so fat. Sure.
Cool. I'm so fat that I was recently in a... The World's End. I don't know if you know about that. There's another extra in the new film called The World's End with Simon Pegg.
Some advice for you. Like, they ain't going to bother watching it anyway. So, I tell you what, just say you're an actor.
What?
Just say you're an actor.
Actor, Simon. World's End. Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, directed by the brilliant Edgar Wright. We're personal friends now. I should probably send a copy of this to Edgar to listen to. And I was talking to him just the other day. Actually, Martin Freeman and I were having a chat.
Fuck.
What?
Nothing. Sorry, you carry on. Karen, you were chatting with Martin Freeman. Ricky Gervais was making your tea. And Brian May was there just asking what song you'd like to hear next. Carry on, Mark, please. Bullshit detector. Sorry, carry on, please. Don't let me get in your way.
A show's a show, but at the end of the day, sometimes you just sound fucking childish. No, seriously. I mean, no, stop. I mean, no. Cut a minute, stop recording, okay. Right?
Yeah, what?
It's a fucking...
You told me to have a laugh.
But you sound...
I don't think calling me...
Sometimes what you say hurts me a lot. It fucking digs it, and you... You know how hard it's been for me. You know what happened after they... You know what...
Yeah, but you know they haven't called
Wacko
you
up. Jacko sacked me and Kyle fucked me over.
Yeah.
You know how hard it's been for me.
But at least you didn't get a call...
I'm trying, aren't I?
You didn't get a call about operation.
You're not the one who has to fucking get... The people come to the door and saying, come on, Mark, come and stay with us for a couple of weeks. We'll make you better. You've not suffered that.
I didn't make that call, Mark. You just ended staying here. I asked you here for 2 days.
Two days,
it'd been here 2 weeks. And you're not showing any sign of going. Maybe we're not as close as we think. Maybe we misread each other.
I just thought...
Come on, put a brave face on it. We'll talk about this after the show.
I just thought...
At the end of the show, we can talk about this.
I just thought...
Forget about it now. We've got to do a show. Come on, what have you taught me?
Well, I'll tell you one thing I haven't taught you.
What's that?
I haven't taught you to just fucking talk to me like I'm out there in the middle of nowhere in exile.
I need you.
As we said before, twice.
I want to kiss you all over.
I don't know if I've mentioned it.
And all over again.
I've been to fade.
I want to kiss you all over.
Exit stage.
Including your arsehole.
Watch this
for a really smooth fade.
Until the night closes!
You. So it's PAP 8, slightly. Well, we like to make people. It's called, in technically, in film language, as you know, I've moved from radio into film now. We call that a beat.
Award-winning Mark Fox.
Academy Award-winning. That's it. With not only Academy. I think if we go to the page, it probably says all the other awards I've won.
Mark Fox for the Student Award there.
Did you say student as if it's a disease? As if it's something that you can't...
I do live in Bournemouth. There are quite a few of them, and it is quite contagious.
You're right. It's a piece of shit.
I tell you, it is contagious. I walked here to do a radio show. Now I've got a degree. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? And look at you, fucking... What's your name?
Alan Lake.
Ah, yeah, that Lake. Have you ever tried to do that?
No.
No, I haven't.
What's that?
I don't know. So, what have you been up to? Let's see, call us now. Oh, it doesn't work on a fucking pump.
No, have you got someone on the phone?
Oh, actually, no. Why don't we... Can we ring anyone?
Oh, we can if you like.
So let's ring directly in price.
Oh, but that costs money. Can we just call 100 again, please?
Yeah. That's cheap. All right, let's just ring some fucking idiot anyway. Get to that point of the show where I like to do... what I used to be famous at.
That doesn't sound very good, does it?
Quickie, can you hear me?
Bear with me a second.
Oh, technical problems. You sound like that Stu Latrine you work with. Oh, sorry, technical problems. That's because I'm American boring.
Welcome to BT. For information about directory inquiries, press 1. To right. check a line or report a fault, press 2.
Four. A fault.
For sales, fault. Service Let's or billing inquiries, right. press 3.
Do the fault one.
To book an alarm call or to speak to an operator, press 4.
Right.
To hear these options again, press star. Please hold for an operator.
Right, so we get a fault. Okay, I've got it.
Operator Services, Dorian speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, is that Ian?
Hello, this is BT. Can I help?
Yeah, I'm just...
Hello?
Hello. I think I'm on the line.
Right, I'll pop you through to faults. I can hardly hear you. Hold the line. Sir, you're breaking up.
If you are calling from the number you need help with, press 1.
Yeah.
Otherwise...
Right, do that one then.
Please stay on the line. The checks show that you're using the line you're calling about.
Okay.
I'll need you to hang up so I can check the line.
Right.
When the check's finished, I'll call you back with an update.
Oh, no good
if I can't phone you back in the next 5 minutes, call 151 and choose...
No, it's all right. I'll put the phone on loud so it could ring at some point during the show.
Okay, so that's brilliant. So that just... Please don't do that. As childish, immature, and you'll probably end up in exile.
I need you.
As we said before, twice.
I want to kiss you all over.
I don't know if I've mentioned it.
And all over again.
I live to find.
I want to kiss you all over.
Slow fade out. Slow fade out. Until the night closes. What is a slow fade? I never got used to a slow. I have no idea.
It's just taking a piss, isn't it? Twat.
I'm going to work on a slow fade.
Do you know, between me and you, we've got about. Cough. No, because anymore it just sounds shit. I won't give you any more fucking ketamine.
Nay.
Why the long face? what was I going to... So. Fucking pulling the fader down.
I'm trying to learn.
I'm trying to work with professionals.
You came to the wrong room.
I came to the wrong country. So, basically...
Yes.
Where were we?
I don't know.
We were here. We hadn't moved, have we? Of course we are. We're in Bournemouth for PAP 8, the long-awaited PAP from PAP 7. Which was the one before 8. Pap 9 will be next, but I shouldn't think I'll live long enough. I'm already 50, grossly overweight, with a Charles Bronson beard. So,
refreshingly Alan, honest with your age there, by the way. Lots of people lie about their age. Yes, you don't.
Well, because I'm really 60.
Well, of course.
Oh, yeah. But I did have, if you add up all, you know, I mean, I was married to radio for a long time. We've had, 20 great years together.
Yeah.
And 30 that were shit. Really shit. Really stunk. Absolute ball bags of years.
We but don't anyway, say that word, right?
What have we talked about so far? We talked about my... how many awards did you win, by the way, in 6 years we worked together? I got my Academy Award, the Beijing Award, the Rain Dance Festival Award.
If we can rephrase the questions, how many student awards did I win? None. No student awards for me.
I'll grab that.
Hello.
This is a callback from BT.
Is it?
About the fault you reported.
Yes.
To hear the update, press 1.
Why do you always got to press
1? For fuck's sake. Go on, press 1.
I've finished the checks, and yeah. I can't find a fault with the line.
Well, there isn't one.
I can send an engineer out to you, but if the problem is with your equipment or wiring, you might have to pay for their visit.
No.
If you want to hear how to carry out some easy checks yourself, press 1.
No, done.
Or to speak.
Done. Wasn't the best wind-up we've ever done, is it? Send an engineer out.
It'd be really funny. A wind-up on me. You could have just pressed that and I would have to pay for it.
It didn't work the way I wanted it to. No, it kind of with something really fucking funny.
We could always
do
a prank call to 999. That's hilarious, right?
Absolutely. Why don't we ring up 999 and tell them something's on fire or something?
Tell them we're on fire.
I don't know.
I could do that fire.
Just 1 second.
Yes.
Love you.
Oh!
And need you.
I meant play a song.
Okay, I'll play a song. God, you've got a chip. Do you know what? One thing, your blood pressure's going to go through the roof. I'll play a song, all right?
Love you.
You love her.
I need you.
I think we mentioned this in the last song.
I've got a song, by the way, if you want one.
Yeah, go on.
Wife left town with a banana. Love's a rotten deal. Found that yellow devil hiding in her purse. He's cold and he's hard, but he's got appeal. I hope it never happens to you. Some fruit breaks your marriage in two. My wife left town with a banana. My baby's slipping away. My wife left town with a banana. I'm a jealous man. She found a 6-inch Latin lover. Now she does the tango with her right hand. And right now I could just die. He's eating my banana cream pie. My wife left town with a banana. My baby's slipping, my baby's slipping, my baby's slipping away.
Hey, yeah. What are you laughing at? What's funny?
Pap 8, it's Mark and him. We're here till, it's very nearly that's it. You probably downloaded us on iTunes. Thank you for that. You're sitting on a tube, you're laughing like a twat. The bloke opposite you is either laughing at you or slightly looking up to see if he can see past the top of your tights into your tidy little managed bush.
Definitely carry on.
What? And you're just sitting there, maybe you're listening to us, I don't know, at work. You should be working, naughty you. Maybe you're out and about in the park and you're just running around having a laugh with those big buxom breasts bouncing beautifully in the English summer. And whatever you're doing, we just want to say thank you for being with us over the last 50 minutes or so, and for the last 15 years or so. I think you can honestly say that we've been consistently shit throughout that time.
Every day.
We try to be shit.
Yes.
In every way. Mm. And I think we've managed that on a consistent level that only probably people like the Chuckle Brothers, Chaz and Dave, Judy Finnegan's face, can say that they've achieved. I've been Mark Fox, he's been
Alan Lake.
Whatever. And we'll be back. And by the looks of it, we're probably back in 2020 if I'm still alive and he's still employable. So this is your last one. For the very first time and special occasion, here is the very full theme tune of the Mark Fox Papcasts. Thank you for listening to us. I'm going now to upset some dolphins at a local sanitarium. And after that, I'll upset you again sometime, somehow, somewhere in the future. Goodbye from him.
Goodbye from him.
And goodbye from him.
Until the night closes in.